Blog Talk Radio.
Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Proverbs 9:9-10. Good afternoon, everyone. It's 2 p.m. December 27, 2018, in the Miamisburg area, Thursday, and it's time for your favorite podcast, Chatting from the Word, with your brother in Christ, your host, Brother Oscar. We hope that all is well and everyone is doing great at this afternoon hour. We are so delighted to bring you this program. We hear from Chatting from the Word, pray that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We hear from Chatting from the Word. We hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that it is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here at Chatting from the Word are delighted to chat with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. We hope everybody is pumped up, glad to hear Brother Oscar York voice again. This nice, sparkly voice. I'm just joking. But if you want to vote for, like I said the other day, that's fine. But sit back a little while in your easy chair or your recliner for the next 30 to 40 minutes and hear Chatting from the Word with your host here, Brother Oscar. Like I said, it's just a delight to bring you this program every day, Monday through Friday, and we are so always so pumped up to talk with you from Chatting from the Word. And as always, if you want to talk with your host here, the number is 657-383-0883. Or if you have disagreed with something that I have said, either on this show, Chatting from the Word, Blog Talk Radio, or Chatting from the Word YouTube, you can call and we can talk about it. And as always, as I have always said, if you have a disagreement with me, prove your point. And the way you prove your point is to have chapter, book, chapter, and verse to show your host here where he's wrong at and you're right, if that makes sense to you. because I believe in this. I've said many times, I'm not the smartest man in the world, but the important thing is that we are helping each other to go to heaven. I don't know, no one wants to go to heaven. Remember the story in Luke 19 about the rich man and Lazarus? The Bible says, in hell he lifted his eyes being tormented. I don't know about you, but you know what? When I leave this old world, when the Lord calls me home, I want to go home with him and spend all eternity singing praises to him. You know, as I said yesterday, I don't know no one who wants to go to hell. And if you want to sing praises up there with the Lord Jesus Christ through all eternity, you know what? You got to learn how to do it down here. Because Jesus himself said, whatsoever you bound on earth, bound in heaven. Isn't that the word, my friend? So if you really want to go to heaven, get in contact with the Lord today while you are living. All right. I'm ready. I don't know about you all. Brother Oscar, so pumped up. I'm so glad that I'm talking with you today. We're getting ready to close on a old year and welcoming a new year. Many of you and Brother Oscar know this. You may ask me why, how I know it, but I know it. Many of you have made New Year's resolutions, and many of you have said, I'm going to either lose weight, I'm going to gain weight. Who said I'm going to gain weight? I'm going to gain weight. I'm going to get me a new job, a better job. I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that. But you know what the most beautiful thing a person can do for next year, or even right now, is to dedicate themselves to Jesus Christ, is to dedicate themselves to living a consecrated life, a holy life. In Jesus Christ. Now, we're not talking about perfection. We're talking about a life that is pleasing to God, a life that others can see Christ in you. And basically, that's what I'm talking about. And then, too, for others to come to Christ. We hope that there's someone out there who needs to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they put that on that list for next year. Or do it now. Do it now. If you have heard the gospel and ready to accept Jesus, call someone that's in the body of Christ near you and say, I want to be baptized. I heard Brother Austin program, and he said, I can call you, and I can be baptized. I accept Jesus Christ, and I know what the word is all about. So you can do that now. You don't have to wait till Sunday. Do it now. If you have been taught God's word and understand the gospel of Jesus Christ. All right, we want to play another song for you. I believe that this song you may enjoy. It is well with my soul.
Well with my soul.
I hope you enjoyed this selection. It is well with my soul and run Oscar for that it is well with your soul at this time. You know why I want to start on the program is to announce your birthday. Should you have a birthday coming up soon, get in contact with Oscar. I don't mind announcing your birthdays. Any birthdays out there, you can contact me. If you want me to meet the announcer tomorrow, you need to get in contact with me some kind of way today. And if there are any announcements out there, and we want to make a spiritual announcement. We don't want to go off on a deep end because we're a spiritual show that loves the Lord. And if there are any announcements out there that you want Brother Oscar to make on the program, he will do that. Again, the call-in number is 657-383-0883. And if you want to contact me, you can contact me after the show through Facebook. I'm always on Facebook, inbox there. Or you can send a line to my email, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Or I have a web page that you can visit, OscarYorkPublishing.com, and you can leave a line up to there. But while you're there, we do have a bookstore. Brother Oscar has authored 2 books, A Peaceful Place from the Storms, God's Control, which is 2150, and Bridges of Friendship, that is also 150. Now, don't be afraid to order Brother Oscar's book. I got to eat, my friends. Don't you love Brother Oscar? Brother Oscar loves you, and he wants you to buy his books. I have read a chapter of it the other day on the air, and I hope you enjoyed it. So buy A Peaceful Place in the Storms if you love it. Buy Bridges of Friendship. Buy both books, and both books are $43. All right, and of course, we ask you donation to keep Chatting from the Word on the air. Brother Oscar, I've said it many times, I'll say it again, I am not a rich man, and some things I cannot afford. So if you want to join hands with Brother Oscar and bringing this program and telling others about Jesus Christ, donate to the show monthly. I'm not asking for money. $1, $2, $10, $20, or $50, whatever your finance can bear. Brother Oscar is not a greedy man, if I may use that terminology. I'm a greedy man, but we just need help in bringing Chatting from the Word on the air so others may listen and others may have a chance to come to Christ or to get strong or to just to have something to hear at afternoon hour. It's just, if someone's in the nursing homes or at home, convalescing, they just sometimes want to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Also, music to soothe their mind and allow them to think about Jesus Christ. You know, it's so much come on TV today that's not wholesome. If I may use that term, and so much on the air that is said that is not wholesome. We got to understand, we live in a world that just don't care anymore when it comes to Jesus Christ. And it's a beautiful thing, a show like this that is talking about God's Word and helping others to see Jesus Christ. And I know Brother Oscar recognizes as many shows like his on the air. I'm not blind to that fact, but I am also not blind to the fact that there's lots of shows out there that teaching false teachings, which we're going to try to get in today. And it's just good just to have a program like this on the air that's teaching the truth about God's Word. And this is what I want to express to you right now. So give, donate monthly to Brother Oscar Chatting from the Word. And churches, elders and deacons, if you are listening to our program, you can also put it in your budget for 2019 to say, I'm going to support Chatting from the Word. I'm going to help Brother Oscar to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm going to help Brother Oscar to reach the lost. I'm going to help Brother Oscar to stay on the air. It is up to you. Put us in your budget. It is up to you. Put us in your finances. And Brother Oscar will appreciate that. And also, you can give a one-time donation. We don't mind it here. Anything that can help us to bring Chatting from the Word on the air in a big way to reach the masses of people that need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. So please, don't have Brother Oscar begging you. So please help us here financially if you... All right, we want to play another selection for you. Glory and Honor. Glory and Honor. Let me see here. Glory and honor. We hope and pray that you enjoyed that selection and that it lifted you up in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We're going to have prayer time right now. If there's any prayer requests out there, you can call them in now. As I said, the call-in number is area code 647-383. 0883 if you want prayer at this time. The number is area code 657-383-0883. It was Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5:17-18 says, pray without ceasing in everything, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father, you are the great I am. Father, you are the wheel, the middle of our wheel. Father, you are the bright and the morning star. Father, you are the light that light up our day daily. Oh, Father, we come to you in the humblest way we know how. Thank you, Father, for so many blessings that you already bestowed upon us this day. Thank you, Father, for your Son Jesus, who bled and died on Calvary's mountain, that we, to his unselfish act, could have salvation. Father, we come praying for each listener, Father. We pray that you be with them, guide them, help them through the struggles that they are going through. Help them to make it to 2019, hoping 2019 be their year, Father. Father, we pray for those dealing with sickness at this point in their lives. We pray, Father, that you, if it be your will, that you heal their bodies. If it's not, Father, just make them comfortable and allow them to know that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other. Oh, Father, we pray that you, we ask that you, Father, help us to keep chatting from the word on the air so that we may tell others to Christ. Father, we pray that you be blessed. We have on our hearts today. Father, we pray that many are listening and many may hear to the message that we have from your word. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for praying with me. We put the prayer in a different place. I almost forgot. Well, I never forget my Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that make all this possible. He's the one that gave us this day. Jesus created it all. So I can't forget to pray to my Father, okay? Because he is my Father. And we all need to have a healthy prayer life. All right? We're going to get on with our lesson. And as always, those of you who do not have a copy of God's Word, go get them. We're going to extend the program a little bit longer today. So go get a copy of God's Word so that you can study along with us and that you can see where Brother Oscar is coming from that is in the Word of God. Brother Oscar, he's not a teacher that's going to teach what's not in God's Word, because I myself am a teacher of the Word and a disciple of the Word. The disciple means just a student. And I'm always be a student under the feet of Jesus Christ and under the apostle's feet. I don't know about you, but it's so many things that I still have to learn when it comes to God's Word. What about you? Any many things that you have to learn, that you need to learn when it comes to God's Word? Because none of us are perfect, and we are I'm learning something new every day. And I'm like this. I don't care if you're 100. I don't care if you live to be 100. I don't care if I live to be 100. It's something that we all can learn when it comes to the Word of God. All right. We hope you have the word, your word, a copy of God's Word right now. And we're going to begin reading at 1 John 4, 8, chapter again, where we was yesterday, beginning with verse 1. Hear the beloved apostle write, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh is a God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Thou art the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hit them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. I know yesterday we talked about this a whole lot, this lesson. But what Brother Oscar wants you to recognize here, that even in the Apostle John, the beloved Apostle John days, you had false teachers in his days too, as you have them today. And you might say, Brother Oscar, how do you know that? I know that because all you need to do is turn on your TV, and you may see something, minister up there teaching something that is contrary to the Word of God. All you have to do is listen to other podcasters, and you can hear something that's going contrary to the Word of God. Because here John said, beloved, believe not every spirit. Some of us, we won't believe everything we believe or think is spiritual or religion or sound religion. Here, the Apostle John is telling us to not believe every spirit. But he said, in terms, try the spirits and to see if they are from God. Now, how can we discern or know if a spirit is from God or not? How can we know that? And the only way we can discern or know that the spirit is from God is to know God's word for ourselves. Because many is teaching today things contrary to the Word of God. And for us now, truly, I don't know about you, I want to get to heaven. And for us now, truly trying to get to heaven, we must be in this Word, studying it, dissecting it, and learning it. And we must learn God's word on an intimate basis. We need to learn Christ intimately. We got to know. We need to know the word so that we can know when a false teacher is approaching us and trying to teach us things that is contrary to God's word. And many of you. When we mention the word intimately, you know what Brother Oscar is trying to say. It's just like if you married husbands or wives, you know your mate intimately. And we're not talking about in a sexual way. Let me clarify that. But what we are talking about intimately is to know that person inside and out. And most of us, when we get to know a person, we get to know a person by dating them, don't we? We date them for a while before we say, this is the one, or she is the one, or he is the one. Do you understand what Brother Oscar is trying to say? God's word is the same. We need to know Christ intimately so that we can know His Word. In other words, we need to study God's Word deeply. We need to dissect it. We need to cut it open. We need to do all we can to learn Jesus Christ and to know when we are when a false teaching, a false teacher is teaching us. Isn't that right? And Paul says it like this. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians, right quick. And Paul, he says it like this, okay? 2 Corinthians 11. Can you hear my page turning? 2 Corinthians 11. And Paul says in verse, let's say, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also are transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works of us. Many of us, if we are not digging deep in God's word and know God's words intimately, we are not going to know that these false teaching is approaching us. We are not going to know that we are being taught by a false teacher because they can come to you just like I come to you. They can claim they have the truth like I claim that I am teaching truth. And you may say, well, Brother Oscar, how can I know when it is so deeply ingrained like that? You know, because I tell you before, the lesson starts. What did I tell you? Go get God's word so I can show you what God is saying, just like I just did. We read the scriptures. But many teachers today will not do that. Many teachers today, they will, if you turn on your TVs, you might have a false teacher. Forgive me, I'm not going to mention no names. I'm not going to play the name game, but you have many you see on TV, and all of a sudden they start teaching and don't say no scriptures at all. They might say, you could get money like this, money here, the world is good. The world wants you, God wants you to have the world, God wants you to have this, God wants you to have that. And don't mention a scripture to confirm what he just said. You understand what Brother Oscar is trying to say? You have many teachers and teaching like that in the world. They will teach you what you want to hear. They will teach you how to get rich. They will teach you the world is your oysters, just reach out for it. They would teach you, just pray for a Cadillac and you will get it. They would teach you, just pray for a house and you will get it. They would teach you that they can heal your body and make you walk again, or make you see again, or make you do this, or make you do that. Or another teaching you may do, they may bring up a holy water. Let me tell you, all water is holy. And they may send you a package of holy water and say, just drink this, or rub it on your arm and you get rich, or you feel better, or you get the house paid for. My friend, Brother Oscar, listen to Brother Oscar. That's worldly teaching. Okay? And then John says, many false prophets have gone out into the world, At this time, John recognized that there are many false prophets. There are many false teachings. And let me bring it closer to home to you. There are many false churches or religion that not teaching was contained in God's word. And if you are in something like that, what you need to do is run as fast as you can to the body of Christ. The body of Christ is teaching what thus says the Lord. And let Brother Oscar clarify something here. Now, you know how I put it. Go to the body of Christ that's teaching what thus says the Lord. If they're not teaching or going by God's word, run. Run as fast as you can. Because John says here is many false teachers, and Paul said they can transform themselves, be an angel of light. Many of you who believe you can see an angel, many of you who believe their relatives came back to you, that kind of teaching you need to watch out for. Because Satan can transform himself to be anything that your mind can believe it is. He is. You understand what I'm saying? That's why a couple of weeks ago we were talking about the right mind. Have this mind in you and how you should think and the right thinking. You know, we got to get the mind of Christ so that Satan won't tempt us to be on his side. Because Satan will do that, my friend. Satan wants to get as many as he can on his side, because Satan already doomed. He's already chained by the gospel of Jesus Christ. As long as you're in the gospel of Jesus Christ, as long as you're in the body of Christ, as long as you're in Christ, Satan's not going to touch you. He's going to try you. You know, he's going to try you. He's going to bring something your way. He ain't going to make you sin. Because the Bible says we sin when we're drawn away from our own lust and enticed. And after that, Satan comes in and just keeps us close to him. You understand what Brother Oscar is trying to say, my friend? And then John says, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Now let me go deep into that. Many might say, well, I already said Jesus Christ. I'm confessing Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, I love Christ. Christ himself said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Am I right? And then he turned around and said, if you love me, follow my apostles' teachings. Am I right? And if you if you are a part of a religion and you claim and you love God, and if you are not following Christ's teaching, nor his apostles' teaching, my thought to you, you're not in love with God because you haven't dig deep enough to see, number one, you're not in Christ Jesus, and number two, you're lost. And number three, add a number three to it, and you don't love Christ because you're not digging deep. You're not studying God's word. And if you love Christ, you know what? You be listening, chatting from the word, and you be knowing I'm my Jesus Christ. You understand what I'm saying? So here, John said, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And what John is saying, one, like I just said, one that truly love the Lord, one that's sticking with Christ's word is one that's confessing Jesus, not saying that I love Jesus, not even singing how much I love Jesus. And then he said, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist. Okay? So if he's not speaking what Christ is in his word, and what John says, he's confessing Jesus, is not doing as Christ says to do, and his apostles' example. And if he's not confessing and going by their example, you know what you have on your hands. You have the spirit of Antichrist. If you are in a church that's not teaching or following the example of the apostles as Jesus commanded us to do today, you are following an Antichrist. And right now, and the thought came to me, it doesn't matter what's on that sign in front of the church that you belong to. It might be the Church of Christ. But if you go inside the Church of Christ, and if they worship, it's not according to what the apostle is teaching, according to God's word, it's the Antichrist. And that's why I've said many times, we need to know Christ intimately. We need to know his word inside and out. And many of you would get upset with Brother Oscar because he said that. And many times I tell you, if you disagree with me in any form or fashion, you can always contact me. I admit I'm not the smartest person in the world, but I will try my best to teach you from God's word. And if I'm wrong, you can show me in God's word, book, chapter, and verse. I'm willing to listen. If I'm teaching something not according to God's word, I am willing to listen. We're going to end it here, okay? We hope that you are getting the lesson here, okay? Let us pray in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the lesson. Father, we pray that we can stick with your word and teach your word and follow an example of your apostles. Father, help us all that to be deeply in you. And Father, we pray for those the listeners today, they have a good day. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. And we hope all have a good day. Bye-bye. We'll see you tomorrow.